And on a community connection this morning, I get to talk things over with the director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, Charlene Dew. Thanks for coming in this morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
And now that school is out, I believe that at least your school portion has kind of gone on hiatus for the school year, but the full-time match programs continue.
Right. Community-based is a year-round program. Our site-based program follows the academic school year. We do try to have at least two group match activities during the summer, mm-hmm. that the site-based matches can come to, so they can stay connected. And we do encourage those site-based mentors to stay in touch on a weekly, every other week kind of basis with their littles.
Telephone call, phone email,
calls,
some kind of
send them a postcard when you went on your family vacation kind of thing. So
I'm here, wish you were here, whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, the program continues though, and I don't remember the number of years that it's been active in and around Bartles Hill. I will just say for a long time, and touching so many lives one way or the other.
Yes, Big Brothers Big Sisters has been serving the Washington County area since 1984.
Mm-hmm, that's a long time.
So that's like, and I've been here almost 28 years, so.
Yeah, but you started when you were four.
I mean, there you go. Yes, it is. That's true. So, yes, we have, we've been serving the families in Washington County for a long time. And because I have been here such an extended time, I've had the privilege of seeing children that I matched become adults and have their own families. There are Big Brothers and Big Sister mentors that I matched a long time ago when they were single before, and then now they've got grown children and are coming back, mm-hmm. into the program to be a mentor again. So you see the cycle.
And even though that for some of them they are everything, I'm sure, from New York to Seattle and everywhere in between, they still have a positive experience when their community mentions Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and say, they may be involved for all we know.
Correct. And many times I'll run into people in the community that were former bigs, mm-hmm. and they'll tell me that they heard from their little or what their little is doing. So a lot of them are still in touch, maybe only, twice a year, birthday and Christmas, but they are still in touch.
What a great relationship and just relationship building activity it is.
Yes,
great.
And we have, I'd just like to share with you a match story that is recent on our minds anyway. We had two littles this year that graduated from high school, and one of them, she had been matched with her big sister for 11 years since.
That marvelous, since like second grade.
I think she was like eight or something, mm-hmm. and so when you've been matched for that long of time, you go through a lot of life stages and developmental stages, and there were a number of that they did all kinds of just ordinary things, like going to activities in the community. They went to the zoo. They joined a dance group together, and then eventually at one point they were playing on a volleyball team together. So just developing a lot of those social skills, life skills. The big sister helped her to open a savings account and taught her about managing her money, and helped her when she was applying for like Oklahoma's Promise and some of the scholarships. She wanted to when she hit her teen years, because the family struggled with poverty, she started having some issues at school, mm-hmm. and would, without her big sister, I believe, probably would have, could very easily have become a dropout. And her big sister helped her catch up her homework and get back on track with her grades, and just kept being an encouragement to her. And she just graduated. She has she had expressed an interest in nursing, so we helped the big sister and our office helped her get enrolled in nursing assistant program at Tri-County Tech.
Okay, they have a CNA program there. So
right, and so she was doing that as well as her high school, and she graduated with A's and B's at the high school with excellent grades and a nursing assistant certificate from Tri-County Tech. and she's on her way to attending Tulsa Community College and wants to be an RN.
That's one of those maybe careers that many people do start off at a CNA, go to an LPN, yeah, and then RN status, and sometimes will go on and get their master's or doctorate.
And she wants to, she's thinking about being a pediatric nurse. And, you know, all of that she's done herself, but I truly think that the role her big sister played in helping her to stay on track with that, when there were many opportunities throughout that 11 years where that could have gotten derailed quite easily, really has made the difference.
You know, you didn't divulge anything about the big other than all the assistance that they gave, but it's very easy to get that picture that early on that big may have been someone in the financial world because of the savings account and everything, and yet they could have been in the healthcare profession and led to that decision later on. And it really doesn't matter. It's the fact that they were there as an encourager.
Right. You know, because it could have been anybody who had a principle of let's save money and help you manage money. I know we have another youth in our program that wanted to be a veterinarian. So the big was all about getting them in touch with people who are in that field and letting them shadow for a day. And, you know, so that people, because there's many things sometimes you think, oh, I'd like to be this, you know. I remember when I went to college because I was going to do occupational therapy because everybody thought it'd be a great plan.
Sure.
And I took
and then if you under what many people think occupational therapy is, they would say that's what you're doing. We know that's not actually
no.
the definition of it all, but and you know, just those words, you say, yeah, she's doing it.
I took the orientation class and went, no, this is not what, this is not me, you know. So you do have to get out there and explore a few things and to find out this is really what I, you know, this is what I love to do and this is like somebody else's niche.
Yeah. It's nice for some people, not me.
It's not me. I'm not temperamentally suited with that level of patience.
And but you know that's what I see as any adult mentor as being that guiding force and encouraging the young person to try it a little bit and see how it, you know, do you like it? Do you, you know, you may hate it right away, but let's see what you find out about it.
Well, and not only career exploration, but just activities, because a lot of the children that we serve haven't had the exposure or the opportunities to just experience different, like leisure activities, or, you know, it could be something as simple as carving a pumpkin or baking cookies. Maybe they haven't had that opportunity. And so it's exposing them to a bigger world and helping them to see, to have confidence in themselves and confidence that they can be whatever they want to be with a little work.
Yeah, and I know you and I have talked about it, and the first time you said it, it sounded overly simple, and yet it's the entire mission. Just you need someone that can just simply be a friend to somebody else.
Correct.
You know, but you look at it and say, be a friend? Well, I can do that. Well, then what else, what's keeping you?
Well, you know, because when you think about your friends are there because you get along with each other, you have fun together, you share some common interests, they support you in the tough times, they give you a word to the wise when they see you going down a path perhaps that's not the wisest, and they're just there to believe in you and help you be the best you can be.
Sound like a great mission.
It is.
And it's a commitment mostly of time, sometimes a dollar or two for a Coke or something like that, but basically it's an investment in time in somebody else.
Right. It's just a willingness to share the life that you're already doing with a young person. And if we, you know, most people can look at things that they're already doing and say, well, I could involve a child in that, you know. And it's an hour or two a week, maybe. You know, we say a few hours a month. We went to that because when we used to say 2 hours a week, then the rule bound became like, well, I can only meet I can only meet 3 weeks out of the month. And we're like, well, yeah, that'll work, you know, because the important part is that you build a relationship that is built on trust and the child can depend on. Yeah. And we all have friends who aren't going to see us next week because they're on vacation or they're really busy at work or they have family in or whatever. So the ebb and flow of that is just mirroring what life is about. But the important part is that you don't just disappear for 2 weeks because you went on vacation, is that you tell the youth, mm-hmm. you know, we're not going to see each other for 2 weeks. I'm going to wherever on vacation, and I'll see you when I get back, and then do it, yeah. you know. And I remember a long time ago we had a match, and he wanted to be a big brother, but he said, I travel a lot. And I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
So we just have to match you with a youth that can handle that. Like, some kids can't because of trust issues, but mm-hmm. other kids can. And we matched him with a young child, boy, that they would get the atlas. So this is back when we had atlas, but they would get the map out, and he would show them where he was going, mm-hmm. and they would talk about the, you know, the culture, and he'd bring back his loose change from that country, and because mm-hmm. he had a son that lived overseas, and
I think it was nicer when all the countries in Europe had different money.
Yeah, and when I would talk to Cody, he would be like, oh, Paul is, you know, wherever. And he would be looking forward to the postcard he got. Mm-hmm. And then when they got back, and he knew that as soon as Paul got back into town, he would call him and then they would go fishing.
Cool.
You know, and so for him, the fact that he was gone for 2 weeks or 3 weeks was not a big deal because he was involved in knowing where he was and when he would come back, and he knew what was going on, you yeah. know, and that really enriched Cody's life because he wasn't going to be traveling, you know, for any time in the near future, mm-hmm. and it enriched both of their lives.
But who knows what life may have brought to the young person later, and the job entailed travel, and it was something that they saw very positive and could be fun.
Right, because their world is, even if you're just reading about it or hearing about it from, or, you know, that it broadens you out of the city limits, you mm-hmm. know, and gives you an exposure to all kinds of things.
Okay. Well, there's a big event coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk about that and more when we continue with Charlene Dew from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and continuing our time this morning with Charlene Dew from Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we'll give you an opportunity to sign up and be a big in just a little bit, but the big event coming up, and that's something that gets the whole community involved.
The big event is our annual dinner and auction. It's a themed event with entertainment, and the date this year is, we've moved it up to the beginning of August, mm-hmm. so well, people want to mark their calendars for August the 5th. That's the first Saturday in August. The theme is a California beach party, surfs up.
Okay.
So it's going to be casual resort wear. It's going to be a great fun. And our honorary chairs this year are Bob and Jill Heinrich. Bob is a ConocoPhillips. Mm-hmm. Our event sponsors, at least as of today, we're still working on sponsorships, but it's ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, and PDG Creative. We are really looking forward to it. It's going to be great fun, sort of moving it up mm-hmm. means we have 30 less days to plan, but you know, it always comes together, and everybody that comes has a good time. We'll be doing our wine raffle, or wine pull, and then we're doing a live auction, and we're going to try something new instead of a silent auction this year. We're still working on that.
Okay.
And we're also going to be doing a trip raffle, which we did last year. We did a Hamilton raffle that was it started out as a Bartlesville idea and then became a statewide raffle. This year we're doing a raffle, and it'll just be for here.
Okay.
And it'll be a trip raffle. So we'll sell 100 tickets at $100 each, and the trip I think that we're going to go with is St. John's in the Virgin Islands.
Great.
So it'll be that's like a $5,000 trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, and since the accent there is a little bit more British than what we hear here, it's almost like going overseas, but you don't have to get a passport.
Well, that's what we were really looking at, is something that was a little bit more domestic, that didn't involve some of the overseas travel. And, you know, it's a beautiful spot. And the PJ, our administrative assistant, their family goes there frequently. So she knew all the places that to go and stay and that. And so I think that that helps when you've had somebody that's been there before.
It does, because, they're not going to be the tour guide, but they can say, you definitely need to see this. Everybody likes this. Most people like this. You'll find this food very native to whatever the culture is. And,
right.
And, you know, it's great to, other than just look it up on an app someplace.
And it fits our theme as well, as sort of a beach theme. And then we're working on a trip for the auction, for the live auction, that would be the San Juan Islands off of the state of Washington, which is beautiful and has a lot of activity to do. Everything from, you know, watching
the whales,
yeah, to kayaking, to just, you know, a wide range of activities. So whoever would buy that trip could find something that their family or they were interested in doing.
It was a very foggy day, the day that my wife and I were out trying to do some whale watching when we were on vacation in March. But it doesn't matter. It was still a good day. So it was fun.
Right.
So this is something that those who are at the big event can get involved with, that is going to be event specific. I assume you have to have your ticket to be
the for the San Juan Island, that is a live auction item, so that will be event specific. The St. John's Virgin Island trip, we will start selling tickets for that in July, and we'll sell them to a broad base pre-event. The drawing will be at the event, at the big event, but you won't need to be present to win.
Okay. Well, tickets for the big event, they're available through your Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma office.
Great. The tickets are $100 a piece. There are corporate sponsorships that are available that run from $250 to $5,000, and I would love to talk to anybody who's interested in supporting the event in any way. We also have people who we call reserved table hosts. Everyone at the table pays for their own tickets, but they kind of, it's like having their party at our party. So you get your eight of your friends together and say, you know, let's all sit at the same table and get reconnected with each other at their party, kind of thing. And that's a fun thing to do as well. And then we have the wine pull that will, for a $20 ticket, you get to pull a bottle of wine, and you hope you pull the $100 bottle.
There you go. Either way, you got a good bottle of wine in the
process. Well, yes, because in our wine pull, every bottle has a value of $20 or higher.
Okay. If someone would like to find out more about being a big, they can call your office as well.
Correct.
And I should have the number memorized, but I don't.
My number is 918-213-4524. And of course, Big Brothers Big Sisters is in the phone book.
Okay.
The tickets will be on sale at bigeventbartlesville.org, and that website's not quite up yet, but it will be probably by the end of the month.
Okay. Well, looking forward to hearing more about the big event as we get a little closer to August. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Talking this morning with Charlene Dew from Big Brothers Big Sisters on a Community Connection on 1400 K1
Stadium in Oklahoma City. Consumer advocate Aaron Brockovich says oil and gas companies need to make things right with earthquake victims in Oklahoma. She is in our state this